KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies, 73 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms firing up later this afternoon, a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Happy Independence Day this 4th of July. Reminder, the City of Atlantic Fireworks Show will be at a new location and day this year. Fireworks takes place tomorrow at the AMU Wellfields. Parking and viewing will be available at the Little League Complex. And the days and hours for personal fireworks, well, they were last night. Also today from noon until 11 p.m. and tomorrow from noon until 11 p.m. if you want to fire those off on your property. The 10th annual Adair County Historical Society Heritage Tractor Ride remembers 1969 and the filming of the movie The Cold Turkey at their annual event today. The event began with a breakfast at 6:30 at the Adair County Heritage Center on the west edge of Greenfield. The breakfast is open to the public with registered riders eating for free. The Adair County Historical Museum's collection of cold turkey artifacts will be on display. The riders left at 7:30 this morning, and they'll travel to Orient, one of the filming sites, and then back to Greenfield for the Rockin' 4th of July parade at 11 a.m. And the cost for that ride was $10. Again, they've already taken off, so unless you want to join them en route, you're going to have to wait until next year. And in Audubon, they'll have burgers in the park by the Audubon Church of Christ this evening from 6 until 7 o'clock. That's at the Albert the Bull Park. The Atlantic Public Library is, of course, closed on this 4th of July, and there will be no produce in the park this evening because the 4th of July holiday, obviously. They wish you and the sponsors wish you a happy 4th of July. Produce in the Park will be back in Atlantic next Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Atlantic City Park. Now, the Atlantic Rotary's 4th of July flight breakfast is underway until 11 o'clock this morning with breakfast from the Pancake Man. Cost is $7 and all-you-can-eat pancakes with sausage and drinks. All the proceeds support the City of Atlantic Fireworks Show. Again, that's at the airport. And a reminder that the City of Atlantic's Fireworks Show is tomorrow night at dusk. The City of Oakland's Independence Day celebration from 7 until 10:30 this morning. Breakfast is at the fire station. The tractor show is underway now. And next hour until noon, there is car show registration. From noon until 3 p.m., the car show voting and car show awards will take place in Oakland. From 11 until 2 today, it's the clean and easy music from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open gardens also. 1 p.m. Midway activities today. From 4 to 5:45 p.m., parade registrations in Oakland, and the parade starts at 6 o'clock this evening. There's also all sorts of DJs and kids slide and dark afterworks fireworks activity display, so bring your lawn chair and enjoy the fireworks at Chautauqua Park in Oakland tonight if you're in that area. And the Exira 4th of July parade registration is underway now. At 9 o'clock, there will be kids' foot races in front of the old elementary site, all day various vendors around the city park. There's also a beer garden at the city park from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. The Exira 4th of July parade, always a big event, starts at 10:30 this morning. At 11 o'clock, it's Scott Amusements and Gingrich Pony Rides at the city park. From 12 until 3, Gazebo Entertainment. At 1:30 this afternoon in Exira, they'll have the Grand River Rodeo at Kickapoo Park. And at 5 this evening, the kids' tractor pull at the old fire hall. You can sign up at 4:30 for that. And, of course, at 9:45, they'll have fireworks at the Spartan football field. Avoca celebrating 150 years through July the 6th, and events underway today until noon, the car show and shine. Also until 6:30 this evening, they'll have the selfie stations from now until noon, three-on-three basketball at 9:30 to 1:30, the courthouse open for tours from 9:30 until 11. There's also a pedal pool sign-up and pedal pool steam engine display. United Church food stand will be at the church today. You can find out about those activities and much more on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. Well, fireworks, you either love them or hate them, and they're a big part of how Iowans mark the 4th of July. Iowa's largest home insurer is urging everyone who celebrates to plan to celebrate the holiday with a bang to use extreme caution. James Walford, state farm agent in Des Moines, says in addition to the risk of injury, there's also a significant fire hazard from fireworks, and it's vital to have your insurance policy up to date.
If you were to cause damage to your own home, that is going to be covered under State Farm's property damage on your homeowner's policy. If you were to cause damage to your neighbor's property, they'd actually use their own homeowner's coverage to cover that damage.
If the fire damage to a home is significant, the case may be quickly evolving into a lawsuit based on negligence and other factors. As far as insurance, a house fire caused by fireworks may be considered much like any other disaster that's the result of a storm or flood.
If my tree falls on your property, you're using your homeowner's policy. So sometimes it comes down to, what's your relationship with your neighbor? Is this a lawsuit thing? Is this a, I'll use my policy but pay my deductible? So you know, it can get interesting.
The way the fine print reads, the homeowner would have to pay a deductible, perhaps $500 or $1,000, for damage to their own home that was caused by a neighbor's fireworks.
It can kind of catch people by surprise. So I'm just big on that education. I think that's the value of having a local agent, is staying informed, understanding how your policy works.
State Farm says there are nearly 20,000 reports of fireworks-associated fires every year nationwide and another 13,000 injuries. Last year, a Northeast Iowa teenager died after setting off fireworks that exploded on the ground instead of in the air in rural Waverly. State Fire Marshal Dan Wood reminds you to do a little planning and take some precautions before setting off any fireworks as you celebrate our nation's birthday.
You know, try to be 300 feet away from any structure. Try to have a bucket of water there, you know, to put anything out that maybe you're lighting them with. Have a fire extinguisher close by.
Wood says local officials set the regulations and times for legally shooting off fireworks, and you should check your location to make sure you are legal before lighting up any firework. This is the third year that fireworks have been legal in Iowa, and many cities have adjusted their rules. Again, in Atlantic, fireworks may be used from noon until 11 p.m. today and tomorrow. Any person who violates the provisions of the fireworks discharging ordinance or without reckless intent causes injury, property damage, or a fire will be guilty of a scheduled municipal infraction, punishable by a $250 fine the first time in addition to established court costs. It is unlawful in Atlantic also to set off fireworks within 300 feet of a public school building, assisted living facility, or hospital, and they can only be used on private property. City leaders in Newton considered a total ban on fireworks this year before deciding to restrict their size of fireworks. They also limited their use to between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. today. Newton Fire Chief Jared Wellick says the city council there will be watching to see if the changes alleviate some of the complaints.
We're urging people to follow the rules, make sure that if you want to continue to see fireworks used or be able to be used in the community, you got to follow the rules that are set out.
Wellick says a few rule breakers could ruin the whole thing for everyone. For example, he says he saw people shooting off fireworks the other night behind the fire station.
That's just the example that people are setting that's going to give council the ammunition to say, we're not going to allow this anymore. If you can't follow the rules, we're not going to allow it at all.
A person who violates Newton's fireworks regulations faces a fine of up to $250 as well. And Wellick says any fireworks that are allowed by the state law can be used outside of the city limits. Be sure and check your city's regulations and ordinances on when and where fireworks can be used, if at all. Residents who were preparing to move into a new senior living center in Rock City are trying to deal with the shock of a fire that took place Tuesday that heavily damaged the facility. The board president for the Riverview Ridge Senior Living Center says, Todd Van Toll says that this is hard for the community as they were preparing to open after at least 3 years of work.
There's a group of people that have sold their homes and are expecting to move in here in the next 30 to 90 days. And so essentially their home was burned down. So we've got to help them come up with the next plan.
The police chief estimated flames were shooting 50 feet in the air when he arrived on the scene at around 6 in the morning Tuesday. Van Toll says 14 of the 40 rooms had already had tenants. The initial assessment was that the building was a total loss, but Van Toll says they will look at what is left.
I don't have all the answers yet, but it's pretty devastating for at least 3/4 of the building. You know, we'll have to see what we can do with some of the rest of it, with smoke damage and that kind of stuff. But right now, it's incredibly devastating.
The center was built to help with the storage of assisted living options in Rock Valley and the nearby area. Van Toll says the board will be meeting with its insurance company and hopes to see it rebuilt. There's no word yet on what caused that fire. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people were injured in two recent separate accidents. Authorities had said that on Monday, a vehicle driven by 24-year-old Yamini Shabrulo of Clarinda was traveling south on Highway 59 at around 10 p.m. when her 2013 Chevy began to pull hard to the left for no apparent reason. She tried to correct the vehicle's course, but overcorrected, causing the vehicle to enter a ditch. It then struck a driveway embankment in the ditch, vaulted over the driveway, and landed on an embankment on the west side of the road before rolling over and coming to rest on its top. Shabrulo was treated at the scene by Emerson and Red Oak Fire and Rescue before being transported to LifeNet helicopter to a hospital. Then late Sunday morning, a 2018 Chevy driven by 52-year-old Deborah Kopersky of Glenwood was traveling north on Levi Road in Mills County. The second Chevy was traveling south in the wrong lane, forcing Kopersky to take to the shoulder of the road. That roadway had recently been redone and had high, uneven shoulders. When Kopersky's vehicle hit a driveway, it went airborne and dove nose first into the ditch. Kopersky was injured and transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.